بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, respected elders and young students and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, whenever He gives us any command, He also tells us what is the purpose of the command. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to establish salah, aqim salah, He told us it's li dhikri, it is for my remembrance. He tells us the purpose, He tells us the benefits. وَمَا أَتِيتُم مِّن زَكَاهُ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ If you give zakah for the sake of Allah, this will be a source of barakah and increase in your wealth. The fasting that we just finished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The purpose of fasting is to increase taqwa. So all of the ibadat, ila akhiri, till the end of the list, we have the purposes mentioned by Allah ta'ala in the Quran, the benefits mentioned in the Quran. So when it comes to the Eid Salah, will Allah not tell us the purpose? Yes, He has told us the maqsad, philosophy, the objective of Eid as well. At the end of the same passage that we've been hearing repeatedly throughout the month of Ramadan, we've just been hearing it, may Allah give us tawfiq to actually make amal on it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam ila akhirih, that passage from Surah Al-Baqarah. Then Allah Ta'ala also tells us what the philosophy of Eid is. Allah Ta'ala says, wa litukmilu al-iddah, that the appointed days, the counted days of fasting, the ayyam al-ma'dudat, when you have finished fasting those days, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ And then you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. تُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ كَبَّرَ يُكَبِّرُ تَكْبِيرُ You say takbir. As we have been doing until Mawlana's voice was almost gone. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ Right there, I got it too now. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ Allah Ta'ala wants us to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, لِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ Say Allahu Akbar. Say the glory of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ On what blessing? On the most important blessing of all, that He has granted you hidayah. And وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ And so that you are grateful, so that you have expressed shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the philosophy, the maqsad, the objective, the spirit, the ruh of Eid is shukr of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, if we forget this ruh, if we forget this objective, then na'udhu billah, our celebration may become like the celebrations of other nations. The celebrations of other nations is when the crime increases, the drinking increases, the violence that comes with drinking increases, and there is lewd behavior, obscene behavior. All of these things happen in the celebrations of other nations. But in our celebration, the celebration of Muslims, the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, they are tied with ibadat. Eid al-Fitr is coming right after Ramadan. Eid al-Adha is coming with the Qurbani sacrifice and with the Hajj. So we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an obligation to thank Allah on the day of Eid. It is an obligation to thank Allah every day. It is an obligation to thank Allah, remember Allah every second. There is no condition in our lives. There is no moment in our lives when we are exempt from, we are excluded from this command of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found in every second, every inhale and every exhaling, every breath of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the moment he opened his eyes in the morning, the first things he said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. I praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has brought me back into a state of life, a state of awakeningness which is near like life. Ba'da ma amatana, after he had brought me into a state of near death. An-nawmu ukhtul maut, sleep is the sister of death. And we are now coming into a state of wakefulness after a state of sleep. And as we are waking up from our bed, we are going to be remembering one day we will be waking up from our grave. Wa ilayhi nushur, and towards Allah is our return. And you just go through the prophetic prayers, the dua masnoon, ad'iya al-masnoona, the prophetic prayers, the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are thabit and proven from ahadith for all of our daily tasks, daily actions, activities. We may even say mundane tasks. I mean, like literally looking at a mirror. When you wake up, if you look at the mirror, Subhanallah, Allahumma kama hasanta khalqi fa hasin khuluqi. Oh Allah, thank you, how beautiful you have made my external appearance. Oh Allah, make my internal appearance even better. Allahu Akbar, make my internal appearance better than the external appearance. You could have just made a dua, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have just made a dua rather, but he starts off by praising and thanking Allah for making my external condition as beautiful as he did. Allahu Akbar. And moving forward, Allah, when from eating, from drinking, and leaving the home, entering the home, all the way till when he puts his side down in his bed and he talks about his side of his body, Bismika Rabbi wada'atu jambi, wabika arfa'uhu, that, O Allah, it is with your name now I place my side down in my bed, and it is with your name I will rise once again. In amsakta nafsi farhamha wa in arsaltaha fahfadha. O Allah, if you choose to keep my soul and not return it back in my body, then shower your mercy upon it. And if you send the soul back so that I wake up alive, then fahfadha, protect it, preserve it. The way you preserve the souls of your righteous servants. So this is, subhanallah, a condition of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perpetually in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually obligated us. This is actually a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember him at all times. And this is the essence of ibadah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Every action that we're doing, we're remembering Allah, and by remembering Allah, by thanking Allah, we're engaging the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the flip side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. And all those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not become like those. يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَتَقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ. Do not be like those who forget about Allah. Do not forget about Allah. Do not forget Allah for even a moment in your life. And the greatest punishment of forgetting about Allah is فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. He will make you forget about your purpose in life, your destiny, your objective, why you are here and where you are going. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. If you are forgetting about yourself and where you came from and where you're going and what's your objective in life, this is a result of forgetting about Allah. And if you remember Allah, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember Allah and I will remember you. The one who is remembering Allah is remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. What could be a greater honor than that? That Allah is remembering you and me. Allahu Akbar. But so this is a very, very closely tied with Eid. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and respected sisters and elders and youngsters, just like we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of the deen, we also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of the dunya. And one of the most important ways and effective ways of recognizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is if we look around us. Without becoming arrogant, without considering ourselves better than anybody else, but looking around us at those who are deprived of the blessings that we are enjoying. The reason this will not create kufr of the ni'mah or ingratitude of the ni'mah is the entire time we are doing this analysis, we are never, for a second, we are not supposed to be attributing the blessing to ourselves. If you start saying, look what I have accomplished versus others, that is the pathway, the doorway to kibr, to arrogance. That is the pathway of Qarun. إِنَّمَا أُتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. It is my knowledge, my investments that I have amassed this treasure. But if we attribute the blessing back to Allah, this is the way of Sulaiman alayhi salam. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the fadl, this is the grace of Allah upon me. I did not deserve this kingdom. I did not earn this kingdom. I did not inherit this kingdom from my father. And it's my birthright. Rather, this is a selection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. And this is a blessing from Allah. لِيَبْلُوَنِي, to test me. أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Will I be thankful or will I be unthankful? Will I be grateful or not? Because they are both paths open. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. هَدَيْنَا. Allah has showed, opened the paths. Two paths. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. The path of gratitude, the path of ingratitude. هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Both paths are open. Allah Ta'ala gives us the choice. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْ. Today, alhamdulillah, we came early at Fajr for Eid, and it is a nice cool weather, not too freezing cold, nor is it too hot. But it may be a little bit difficult for us to truly imagine the burning heat sometimes in the different lands of the where it, near the equator. There's a Sheikh Saadi Shirazi, he mentions that he's a philosopher and a Sufi. He talks about it was a day of Eid, it was rather a day of Jum'ah. It was Jum'ah, so which is a really hot time. And he brought his brand new shoes that he was very excited about to the Eid Salah. And I pray and I hope everyone finds their shoes. But what happened is that he was really excited about the shoes, as the one Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna rajula yuhibbu an yakuna thawbahu hasan wa na'luhu hasan, hadha min al-kibr ya Rasulullah." Faqala inna Allah jamilun yuhibbu al-jamala al-kibr batul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. That a person came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, somebody likes to wear nice clothes and wear nice shoes. Is this arrogance?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Verily Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. The reality of arrogance is that you reject the truth because of your ego despite knowing it, and you look down on other people. If you wear good shoes and you say alhamdulillah on the good shoes, it's not kibr. But if you think, oh, you're wearing those shoes that are, where did you find those? Did you steal them from the bathroom chappals? And you look down on somebody, then that is now kibr." So anyway, he had nice shoes, and then it was a really hot day, and it was black tar on the road and everything. What happened is the tar on the road is almost melting the pavement. And so when he goes out, you know where the story is going, that he lost his shoes. He could not find his shoes. And he was really, really, really upset. The first day I wore them, brand new shoes, and they're gone. He mentioned the story himself. And then he says when he goes out, the soles of his feet were touching the black pavement that's literally almost about to melt. And he was scorching his feet, were getting burnt. And he was so, so, so upset because of the pain and because of the loss. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ Allah Ta'ala tests you. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ أَنفُسِكُمْ He's lost money and he's getting pain, bodily harm, financial harm, bodily harm. And he was so upset. And then he saw someone sitting on the side of the road who was double amputated. Both legs are cut off. Now, I don't know, above the knee, below the knee, whatever. But he was, both legs were cut off. So when he saw him, then what does he say? Alhamdulillah, O Allah, you have granted me feet. Right, subhanAllah, you have granted me legs, and then the legs all the way down to the ankles, and from there the heel and the foot with all the 10 toes. Allahu Akbar, you gave me my legs and my feet, and why am I complaining? So this very, very simple exercise, we can see through this example of comparing, and this will create what in us? Shukr. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, a very, very serious comparison, a very sobering moment is that we are sitting here. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, to you know, now the Eid time will come after the sunrise. We did not come here for the Eid first, we all came for the Fajr Salah, right? Subhanallah, imagine if this is, the Fajr is, frankly, my dear brothers and sisters, is not only on the first of Shawwal, it's also in Muharram, in Safar, in Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, Jamadullah, Jamadul Thani. These are the months of Islam. All of the months of Islam, there is Fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to pray Fajr every day in Jama'ah. Say Ameen, inshallah. And Eid is Sunnah according to Imam Shafi'i and Malik Ahmad. It's Wajib according to Imam Hanifa. It's not Farad according to anyone. Eid is not Farad. The reason I won't emphasize it too much is because, okay, that's the only one I used to come to. I'll stop coming there too. Na'udhu Billah. We don't want to reach that wrong conclusion. But it's either Sunnah or Wajib. It's not Farad. Whereas the five times daily Salah are Farad. Right, subhanAllah. So this should be our Fajr crowd. How impossible was it? How difficult was it? You don't even have to make an effort to wear your best clothes every day. All right? You can come, subhanAllah, of course, make wudu and come, inshaAllah, and we can try to make that Fajr every day. But we are sitting here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no gunmen around. There are no Zionist army around. There is no bombs blowing up around us. We have, alhamdulillah, safety. We have security. This is not the case around the world. What other conditions do we need to see to wake us up for the reality of what's going on? Masjid al-Aqsa is more holy in the eyes of Allah than this masjid. I'm definitely very strongly attached to this masjid as much as all of you are. And all of you love this house of Allah, and all of you love every house of Allah, and I love this house of Allah. But we have no qualms in saying there's absolutely, in fact, we must believe that they are the holiest masajid in Islam. Masjid al-Haram in Makkah, Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, Masjid al-Aqsa, the Qibla of the Anbiya alayhim wassalam. Every Nabi, including Qibla of our Nabi. Our Nabi is Nabiul Qiblatain. Nabiul Qiblatain. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah built both houses. With his son Ismail, he built the Kaaba. With his son Ishaq, he built Masjid al-Aqsa. Same builder. Everybody knows Ibrahim alayhi built the Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi also built the Masjid Al-Aqsa. People love all the Anbiya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi prayed towards Masjid Al-Aqsa in Makkah, and he also prayed towards Masjid Al-Aqsa in Medina for 16 months until the Tahweel al-Qibla occurred. He prayed towards Masjid Al-Aqsa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi led the Anbiya alayhi salam in Salah in Masjid Al-Aqsa. All the Anbiya came there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's maqam and his prophethood and his superiority over all of the prophets was physically manifested by him being the imam and leading all of the Anbiya in Masjid Al-Aqsa. And the condition of Masjid Al-Aqsa, it was closed down for Taraweeh, closed down the last 10 days, and it's closed down for Eid. Right? There is no Salat al-Eid. They're praying in the alleys outside. Masjid Al-Aqsa is, the thousands of masajid in Gaza, they are demolished and people are praying in the rubble. We have seen those images for the years and it's not softened our hearts. Now Masjid Al-Aqsa. And the thing is, if this masjid or our masajid in America are closed down, do you think the unfortunately the Muslim countries that have oil, just the Strait of Hormuz is there's a slight blockage. It's not even a full 100% blockage, and the price of the oil is going up. The whole world is concerned. The whole world is concerned. So Muslim countries have so much power with the oil that they're producing. If the masajid in America are closed down, do you think the oil-producing nations are going to say, we're going to put economic pressure in the United States and open up the masajid and put an oil embargo? If nobody is helping Masjid Al-Aqsa, why are they helping our masjid? Nobody cares if we do not care about ourselves. If we do not make shukr, Allah Ta'ala can take these blessings away from us any moment. So we don't, the way Sheikh Saadi Shirazi, he saw the amputated man sitting on the side of the road and he stopped complaining, he started doing shukr. We are seeing things far worse than that. That are happening around us, like right now, actively. So let us take this message to heart. And let us realize that the blessings we have of aman, of safety and security, and financial stability. Financial stability. These are two worldly blessings. And I conclude with the three ayat that I've mentioned many times before for the regulars. But there's so many additional brothers here today and sisters, subhanAllah, that we see these three sets of ayat. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he makes dua, three ayat we're going to share. Number one, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he establishes Makkah, he makes a dua. What is his dua? He makes a lot of duas, but one dua he makes is, وَإِذْقَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Oh my Allah, this city of Makkah, make it a safe and secure place. Law and order, there should be safety and security for the residents of this city that he is establishing for his progeny. بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Number two, he makes dua, وَرَزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Oh Allah, provide them provision of staple food, as well as on top of that, thamarat, fruits and desserts and additional things. So he makes dua for financial security and for security and peace. Bodily security and financial security. Aman and risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he accepted that dua. And he addresses his progeny, the Quraysh, who is living in Makkah by the Kaaba. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Worship the Lord of this house, the Kaaba, who gave you food to eat so you're not hungry, and gave you peace and security so you're not afraid for your lives. And then Allah accepted his dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in Surah An-Na'am, Surah An-Nahl, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. Allah can give an example of any city in the past or the future. What will happen? This city has كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. It is safe and secure, and يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The risk and the provision is flowing in from all sides. What is grown domestically is domestically, and يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا, the channels of importing are open. So no chokehold, no blockage, right? In the supply of essential food, goods and stuff that is required for the residents of the city. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا. It's coming freely. مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Open port. From all sides. But what happens is, again, there's a fork in the road. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ سَبِيلًا إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. You have the path of shukr, path of kufr. Now why they're adopting the path of kufr, only Allah knows, the nafs knows, shaitan knows. But what is happening is, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. The residents of this city, they took the blessings for granted. And they were ungrateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, they were ungrateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thought this is their birthright. They thought nothing will happen. Everything will remain fine and dandy. But as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسُ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah Ta'ala made them taste, this is how hunger feels like, this is how fear feels like. When you're afraid for your life and your loved ones, you're afraid of falling bombs, you're afraid of indiscriminate shelling and warfare, you're afraid of civil war, you're afraid of suicide attackers, you're afraid of missiles raining down from the sky. You're afraid of all of these things, and this is not the end of it. It's not like Allah Ta'ala is opening up all His treasures of pain and destruction. He says, فَأَذَاقَ يُذِيقُ إِذَاقَ, gives you a little bit taste. This is what fear feels like, this is what hunger feels like. And why? Because is Allah zalim? No, Allah is not zalim. Allah Ta'ala gives us this, وَنُذِيقَنَّهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. He wants us to turn back. He gives us a small pain in this dunya before to save us from the big pain in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what Ibn Ata'illah Iskandari rahimahullah mentions in his hikam, and I conclude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way is He loves His abd, He wants to bring him close. مَنْ لَمْ يُقْبِلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِمُلَاطَفَاتِ الْإِحْسَانِ قِيدَ إِلَيْهِ بِسَلَاسِلِ الْإِمْتِحَانِ. That whoever does not come forth towards Allah and run towards Him despite all the caresses of love and ihsan of Allah upon him, then Allah Ta'ala sometimes will chain him and drag him with the chains of misfortune and say, come towards me this way, if not the other way. Allahu Akbar. قِيدَ إِلَيْهِ بِسَلَاسِلْ. He is shackled with the salasil, with the chains of imtihan. They come towards me. You don't want to come towards me بِمُلَاطَفَاتِ الْإِحْسَانِ, with favor upon favor. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You don't want to come towards me. Al-Ihsan is supposed to be Abdul Ihsan. But Allah is doing Ihsan and we are not becoming the Abd of the Muhsin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, come towards me by imtihan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will not change the beautiful conditions you are enjoying. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until you invite destruction upon yourselves. So my dear respected brothers, respected sisters, the same thing is here. There's class war potentially going to happen. There are a lot of forecasts. Financially, there could be a recession far greater than the housing bubble crisis of 2008, far greater than the dot-com bust before that in the 90s. With all the investment in AI, what happens if China invades Taiwan and the semiconductors are not there for United States government and all the investment, look at the S&P 500, it's skewed in favor of AI. What if the whole AI collapses? What if the economy goes down? All of these things could happen with the oil embargo if it increases, the war in Middle East. So the markets are very volatile. Financial condition can turn upside down. And this is the time of the trillionaires. Not billionaires, now near trillionaires, amassing the wealth, and the public may rise in uprising. Safety and security can turn into civil war. Financial stability and economic prosperity can turn into poverty in a blink of an eye. Unless we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much for us to ponder and reflect upon. The time has come to a conclusion, so we will end, inshallah. But let us take home this message to heart. And let us repeat this. It's not something we just tell our kid, okay, hey, eat your dinner, and think about those hungry kids. And we just, that's the lesson we tell our kids, and we never think about it ourselves. How do we make shukr? Bil lisan, with our tongue, bil qalb, with our heart, and bil fi'l, bil jawarih, with our body parts. Utilize the blessings Allah has given us in a manner pleasing to Allah. Dedicate our lives and our abilities and our potential Allah has given us to serve Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you and all of us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. So inshallah, we will now perform the Eid Salah. In Eid Salah, we make the niyyah 2 rakat Salat al-Wajib or 2 rakat Salat al-Sunnah of the Eid prayer. And inshallah, there will be no iqamah. We will straighten the lines. We'll straighten the lines, inshallah. And then we'll pray 2 rakat. The reminder is that we'll begin with Takbirat Tahrim, Allahu Akbar, fold our arms. There are many different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding takbirat. The way we will perform the salah will be 6 additional takbirs. We'll say Allahu Akbar, fold our arms. Recite the Thana, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. And after that, there will be 3 additional takbirs in the first rakah. Allahu Akbar, raise our arms. And down, 1, Allahu Akbar, 2, Allahu Akbar, 3rd. 3rd one, we fold our arms. As I said, there are many hadith. There are hadith for additional takbirs as well. In this narration, we will do 3 in the first and 3 in the second. 3 in before the qira'ah in the first and 3 after the recitation of the Quran in the second. After that will be Fatiha in surah, ruku' in 2 sajdas, come back up, Fatiha in surah. At the end of the surah, inshallah, we will again do 3 additional takbirs. Allahu Akbar 1, and arms down. Allahu Akbar 2, and Allahu Akbar 3. These are 3 takbir of Zaid, extra ones. And then the 4th takbir is going to be the takbir al-intiqal, the takbir of moving from qiyam to ruku', from standing to ruku'. Allahu Akbar, we'll go into ruku. Then there will be, inshallah, two sajdas and qaida and salam. After that, there will be, inshallah, the khutbah. The Arabic khutbah, it will be two khutbahs that will be delivered in Arabic from the minbar. That is when the Eid finishes. After that, we can meet and greet one another and say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-aman, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-rizq. This is the way to secure our blessings. La'in shakartum, lazidannakum. Allah will increase it. And someone will say, hey, wala'in kafartum, I didn't get anything happening. I was doing kufr of ni'mah because Allah doesn't necessarily promise that wala'in kafartum la'u'adhibannakum. He says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, I have an option. If I choose to give you عَذَابِ, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. So we seek protection from that. We ask Allah Ta'ala, اللَّهُمَّ عِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. InshaAllah. So Mawlana Farhan, inshaAllah, hopefully he's recovered from the takbirat. So he will lead the salah. And if I'm going to escape from the emergency exit, it's only because I have to lead the 11 o'clock one at IFS. So before people start texting me, are you okay? You just ran away. So it's because I'm leading the 11 o'clock one at IFS. But everyone else stand up, inshallah. Don't forget about Jummah. Mawlana Farhan is telling me to remind them, don't forget about Jummah. I don't think anyone's going to forget, but this is fulfilling a request of Mawlana Farhan. Don't forget about Jummah, inshallah. Right. Jazakallah.
Please make sure your lines are straight. If there are any gaps ahead of you, kindly please move forward. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد، وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء. وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم. فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصيام من اللغو والرفث وتعمة للمساكين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على محمد بعدد من قعد وقام. وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم احفظ بلاد المسلمين. اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى واجعله آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا، وأصلح لنا أئمتنا وولاة أمور المسلمين للعمل بكتابك واتباع سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، وفك أسرانا وأسرى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. عيد مبارك.